This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots of stuff to talk about today, so stay with us this hour and perhaps next. Visit with us by calling. You can go right into the doctor's office and pose your question about medicine, nutrition, health at 877-726-8255. Write that number down. It's 877-726-TALK. Your direct line to Intelligent Medicine. And hopefully we can unravel a challenging health problem for you. We got lots to talk about today. It's the weekend where we switch to daylight savings time. We're going to have a few things to say about the health consequences about that change. Plus, we got lots of stories to share with you. So let's get going as you start dialing with your questions, 877-726-TALK. Danny Cahill is a guy who became a celebrity after he appeared on season 8 of The Biggest Loser. And he was a guy who was the ultimate contestant on that show. He went from 430 pounds to a trim, svelte 191 pounds. It took some drastic dieting and incessant exercise. And he literally became a celebrity. He was touted on Jay Leno, Regis Philbin, Joy Behar. And he had a following of fans from all over the world, and he just felt great about it. But The Biggest Loser has become a case study in why drastic diets fail. You know, you hear these ads on the radio, lose 40 pounds in 40 days, and it's just like an invading army that makes extraordinary progress in penetrating deep into an enemy country. And an example of which historically is Hitler. Hitler just rolled through Poland and Russia, deep into the heart of Russia. And then disaster struck as his supply lines got overextended, as winter descended. And there was a historical precedent for that. He should have known better, because the same thing happened to Napoleon. They got overextended. And so, too, apparently, virtually all the contestants on The Biggest Loser, because they're doing a retrospective on what happened after the fact. Now, on the show, you see people losing enormous amounts of weight, and it's a very inspiring story of struggle and tenacity that people engage in a life transformation. But in the years since, more than 100 pounds have crept back onto Mr. Danny Cahill's frame. He's 5'11". He now weighs 295 pounds. And he's trying hard, but his metabolism has slowed to a crawl. According to a study, they actually did a scientific study on these contestants. Kevin Hall, a scientist at a federal research center, had the idea to follow The Biggest Loser contestants for 6 years. There's a story about this in the New York Times. And his research is about to be published in a medical journal called Obesity. He says, quote, it's frightening and amazing. It has to do with resting metabolism. Now, a lot of people are overweight. They complain that they have a slow metabolism. But it turns out, according to the study, when the show began, the contestants, although many were massively overweight, actually had normal metabolisms. But in the aftermath of their dramatic weight loss, their metabolism slowed down to a crawl. So much so that out of 14 contestants studied, 13 of them have gained virtually all their weight back, and a couple of contestants have actually gone past their original weight. And now they're having a heck of a time because they're at the mercy of their own bodies, which have fought back to maintain their weight. This is a mechanism that kicks in as a survival mechanism. It's part of natural selection. The body perceives all this effort not as a beneficial way to improve your health, but as a famine, as a crisis. And in an effort to stave off death, the body becomes more and more adept at storing fat in the eventuality that yet another famine will occur. And so the take-home message is that draconian diets, even with very, very aggressive exercise programs, are not the way to produce sustained weight loss. That, in fact, they may be counterproductive and lead patients to gain even more weight. And that's something that I could have told you years and years ago, because my experience is that slow, gradual weight loss with a good diet, but not a diet that produces starvation, not a diet that's unsustainable. Same thing with exercise. Very high levels of exercise are sustainable for a while, but can you incorporate them in a lifestyle for 5, 10, 15, or 20 years hence to maintain that degree of energetic deficit that's necessary to keep people ultra lean? It doesn't work. And frankly, that show was thought to be inspirational to millions of Americans who sought to improve their health, did so many people disservice by giving them an illusory goal that if there was such a thing as health malpractice or media malpractice, certainly that show, The Biggest Loser, could have been a prime candidate for that award. I mean, clearly a disservice to the public, creating the impression that that's the way to go to lose weight. Here's another item that I'll share with you, and it has to do with the hazards of a couple of things that a lot of women use when it comes to breast cancer. Hormonal contraceptives. Well, there's the oral contraceptive, but there's also the IUD. The IUD is increasingly popular, and it's actually one of the major forms of contraception dispensed by Planned Parenthood. They dispense an IUD called Mirena, and what Mirena does is it releases small amounts of synthetic progesterone into the system, and it's 99% effective. No fuss, no bother. You can leave it in for years. And it works virtually all the time to prevent pregnancy. That's the desired goal. But according to a study, the use of the IUD increased breast cancer risk by 52% when compared to women who'd used a copper IUD that didn't dispense hormones. Yeah, there are other types of IUDs. The copper IUD is an alternative. The use of other hormonal contraceptives, that would be the oral contraceptive, was associated with a 32% higher breast cancer risk among younger women under 50 when compared to women who did not use hormonal contraceptives. Now, here's another one. How many of you gals out there, and guys for that matter, because guys do this too, increasingly, But many women, you know, I go get my hair cut and I see the women sitting in the chairs and they're, you know, going through that lengthy procedure to dye their hair. They're getting rid of the gray. They're going blonde. They're putting some orange or red tint into their hair to highlight their hair. There was a 23% increase in the risk of breast cancer among women who dyed their hair compared to those who didn't. And so that's a big concern when it comes to the risks that women experience that may contribute to our current epidemic of breast cancer. All right, our number, 877-726-TALK for questions related to medicine and nutrition. We'll be right back for some of your calls and more health information. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to Kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously, look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can get a lot more Intelligent Medicine information, and it's free. Take advantage of it. Go to drhoffman.com and download our podcast. This week we had an excellent podcast on an interesting subject, a subject that's a little off our beat of natural medicine. It's the innovative use of a conventional drug to treat depression, even suicidal depression, and even very serious pain syndromes like chronic regional pain syndrome, or what used to be called reflex sympathetic dystrophy. It's the use of a local anesthetic, not a local anesthetic, systemic anesthetic, sorry, called ketamine. Ketamine given intravenously reboots the brain and can dramatically alter mood in patients suffering from refractory depression, depression that's not even responsive to powerful drugs. We talked to Dr. Stephen Mandel, and you can hear it by downloading the podcast at drhoffman.com. Also, is your home making you sick? Environmental medicine, discussing mold and chemicals in your home and how to test for them. That's stuff that you can find at drhoffman.com. We have four additional podcasts that are free, and you can listen to them. So take advantage by downloading at drhoffman.com. All right, do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? Yeah, this is a big problem because lots of people with high blood pressure, and many are prey to the side effects of drugs used to manage it. Well, I got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus. You've heard me talk about it. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. And at least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. Want to find out more? Go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. And here's something special we worked out with the people at Zona. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com. It's really been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus at tryzona.com. All right, let's take a call now from Aristotle. And this is how it works. You can call us live on this program. Our number is 877-726-TALK. But if you go to our website, on our homepage, you'll find a little black rectangle on the right side, and you can leave your question as a recorded message. And that's what Aristotle did. Let's play that.
Hi, Dr. Kaufman. I'm confused about curcumin or turmeric. I see bottles in the store, in the vitamin shop, and it says turmeric curcumin, and I'm not sure if that's the curcumin that we hear about on your show, that is the business part of the turmeric, because turmeric is not that bioavailable to the body, whereas curcumin is and does the healing that we're looking to get from the product. On the back of the jar, it says 95% turmeric, 95% curcuminoids. So is that the curcumin that I'm looking for, or is that turmeric something that won't be as beneficial?
Okay, and then that's a great question, Aristotle. And there is an issue with bioavailability of turmeric. Turmeric, of course, is a kitchen spice, and you can put plenty of it in your food. I make a nice chicken salad with a little bit of turmeric. Had some of that last night. And dietary turmeric is very, very helpful to Indians who consume it, you know, on a daily basis. There's lots of turmeric in Indian cuisine. And so, however, you can make turmeric more concentrated and bioavailable by isolating the curcumin and the curcuminoids. Actually, there's several different compounds that are comprise the curcumin family, and it's a mixture of these curcuminoids that seems to be most helpful for brain, for inflammation in the joints, for heart and blood vessel protection, and on it goes. It also is helpful for people with gastrointestinal problems. I use a lot of concentrated curcumin in patients with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. So it depends on where you want it to work. If you want it to work systemically, there are types of curcumin that are microencapsulated. And the one that I like to use is Mariva curcumin. That's a very fine brand. You can find it at drhoffman.com. And I find it especially helpful for treating arthritis. So generally, you know, you get what you pay for. These are more premium brands. They may be more expensive than ordinary turmeric powder that you get at the health food store. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione, but as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically, so it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. You can call us at 877-726-TALK, as has Roz from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Roz. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I was curious about having to take medication for osteoporosis. I just got a bone density test, and they want me to go on either the injection or the stuff by mouth, and I'm not too keen on going on that.
Okay, so I'm often referred to as the tell me it ain't so doc. You know, people come to my office and they say, you know, I'm supposed to get this surgery, or I'm supposed to go on this drug. They want me on a statin. They want me on an osteoporosis drug. What do you think? And so, and I have to say, you know, sometimes as the arbiter of what you need to do to protect your health, sometimes I say, hey, you need to pull the trigger on a medication, because sometimes things are too far gone and medication is the right answer. So I'd have to know, if you have it handy, what your T-scores are. Do you know what your T-scores are for your spine and your hip?
For my hip, it's 2.4.
Which is not that bad.
That's the worst of it. For my spine, for my arm, they took my arm also, was 2.4, minus 2.4.
Yeah, that's not even that bad. And it's, the arm is usually worse than the spine and the hip, and minus 2.4
is
not that bad.
Is 0.4.
The spine is what, 0.4? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty good. So here's the thing. You know, I think that these days, the criteria for putting a person on these drugs is that they are female, over 50, and they have a pulse. You know, so it's almost like anybody walks into a doctor's office virtually is a candidate for this. And you actually have not crossed the threshold into osteoporosis. You have moderate to severe osteopenia, but actually these drugs were not designed for prevention. They're used for treatment of osteoporosis. I mean, even you look at the indications for when these drugs should be used, and then that's what it says there, for osteoporosis, not for osteopenia. So you'd be a great candidate for natural intervention. The things that I would prescribe, you know, I would tell you to use are, and I, you know, actually, I feel free giving out this information, because it's actually helped so many people in my office over the years, but not just people who are coming to me to have a consultation, but so many of my listeners have shared with me remarkable results in terms of their bone density, that it's very gratifying to get the word out. Strontium is the main bone strengthener, and you would need to take 680 milligrams of strontium. That's 2 340 milligram pills at bedtime nightly.
Okay.
And you need to do that for a couple of years until the next bone density. And then other things that are helpful, vitamin K, you know, 90 micrograms, one twice daily. I like a product called OsteoPreve, which is my osteoporosis formula. It's got boron, and it's got silica, and it's got some calcium and magnesium and all the cofactors helpful for bone. Another product that really seems to make a difference, and I had one patient who didn't want to take strontium. I'm not sure what the reason was. But we said, okay, strontium is the main thing that's going to help your bone, but you can try Ostinol. Ostinol is a bone-building supplement, O-S-T-I-N-O-L. And she had very good results with the Ostinol. So the Ostinol would be 450 milligrams daily. There's another product called Ostera, which I get many of our women on. It's something that seems to work on bone by reducing inflammation. That's a big component of bone loss. And, of course, you have a high C-reactive, so you have some inflammation. Inflammation. You want to bring that down. And, fish oil and curcumin are helpful for bringing that down as well. And, of course, you want to take adequate vitamin D. How much vitamin D are you taking?
Between 2,000 and 4,000 a day.
And you're on the right track there. And, you know, get your vitamin D levels checked, because they need to be at least 40.
I was 70.
Okay, then you're on track there. You know, so there you go. I mean, you got a serious medical consult there. And in my opinion, I'm not your doctor, and you got to see if this works for you. For the vast majority of women and men, because men too get osteoporosis, this protocol works not just to arrest bone loss, but to enhance bone density. And the other thing you can do, and this is, I mean, you want to really go a full court press on this, yes, exercise, but also use a vibrating platform. Vibrating platforms have been shown to enhance bone density in experimental animals. Lots of research done at Stony Brook over the years. I've been talking about it for a long time. NASA has sponsored some of this research because when astronauts go weightless in space, they become osteoporotic. And the product that I like to use, and I use it personally, is the Juvent platform, J-U-V-E-N-T. And you stand on that platform 20 minutes a day. And I've had patients who, you know, without taking supplements, have used the platforms, and they've seen bone density improvements. So there you have a comprehensive program. You shouldn't be, and look, not to worry, because you don't have such a bad score. I had a patient come to me the other day, her score was minus 4.0, and with her, I was concerned. I said, yeah, maybe you really do need to see a specialist and get one of those powerful drugs to enhance your bone density. I was afraid she was going to get spinal fractures. That was in her spine. There's nothing worse than a spinal fracture. It's painful, and it'll leave you hunched over, and you don't want to become a hunchback. All right.
Would you take all the supplements?
Yeah, those are all compatible. I mean, that's a comprehensive program. Yeah, it's okay to take. I mean, look, everybody's individual. Results may vary. You know, there's some caveats
there.
Yeah,
I understand that.
Yeah, but, you know, that's a comprehensive program that should help you, okay?
Thanks so much.
Hey, call us in 2 years after your next bone density. And let us
Thank
know.
You.
I'm pretty sure we're going to have a nice follow-up with you at that point. Thank you for calling us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. All right, here we go. Yeah, bad news about hair dyes and hormones. You know, this is not strictly a bad news show when it comes to breast cancer. I don't want to just point out perils without giving you some positive inspiration about what you can do to protect yourself. And it turns out that the Mediterranean diet, which is, of course, touted for cutting your risk of heart disease, can also protect women from breast cancer. A study from Maastricht University, how am I doing with my Dutch, in the Netherlands, suggests that it may cut cancer risk also. Women who closely followed the Mediterranean diet, of course, rich in plants, fish, olive oil, plant polyphenols, spices, they were 40% less likely to develop a type of breast cancer that's difficult to treat. Now, that's really good news, because what's called triple negative breast cancer, very, very difficult to treat, not responsive to hormone blocking drugs. According to the study, the Mediterranean diet reduced the risk of hormone-sensitive breast cancer, but that effect was not as significant as its protective effect against estrogen receptor-negative breast cancer. So I guess that's good news, because the hormone-sensitive breast cancer is less dangerous. So if the Mediterranean diet was less efficacious for that, it's not so bad, because there was a strong link between the Mediterranean diet and reduced estrogen receptor negative breast cancer risk. So that is encouraging news for women concerned about the risk of breast cancer. Now, this is the weekend, folks, that remember, you got to move the clock ahead 1 hour for daylight savings time. But according to research, we may be paying a very steep health price for some very modest or negligible gains in terms of energy saving. The whole thing was, if you're old enough, you remember there was a time where we didn't start daylight savings time so darn early in the year. It's weird, because here in New York, we're going to have a cold wave next week, and already we're into daylight savings time. It's officially spring yet, and we have daylight savings time, but it's going to be in the low double digits. So what's up with that? Well, in 2005, they created an energy bill that moved back the time of springing forward on the clock, giving us an extra hour of sunlight in the afternoon and evening. And what they're saying here is that according to statistics, we've actually increased our energy use by 1% after the daylight saving time adoption. And that's a case study in unintended consequence. It was supposed to save us, you know, you don't need to turn the lights on so early, but it didn't work out. But according to research, next week, Monday, Tuesday, will be a perilous time for many Americans because they will be groggy, they will be sleep deprived, they will be cognitively impaired, and their coordination will be off. So we're going to see an uptick in people showing up with heart attacks in emergency rooms, people suffering from accidents, and errors made at work, which sap productivity. Americans are already sleep deprived enough, and adding an extra hour of sleep deprivation this weekend isn't going to help a lot of chronically sleep deprived U.S. citizens. So there's a lot of controversy about this. A lot of people pushing back against daylight savings time. Who knows? In the future, we may see daylight savings time being moved back to where it belongs in April or May. All right, our number is 877-726-8255 for questions. We invite you to call us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and our number 877-726-TALK. We've got Arthur from Queens, New York. Hi, Arthur.
How are you doing, Doctor? Thanks for taking the call. I was diagnosed with osteoarthritis in both my knees. My right knee is bone on bone, and the left one is not as bad.
Yeah.
Doctor is talking about using one of the collagen injections, Euflexa.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering how effective that is, or if there's anything else I could be doing or taking to help this.
Well, the fillers can be effective. You know, if you're bone on bone, you may buy a little time before you need a total knee replacement. But
right.
Bone on bone usually is a poor prognosis for long-term relief from these hyaluronic acid injections or even stem cell injections. That's kind of a newer technique that can be applied to the platelet-rich plasma sometimes is used. But these things are kind of a delaying action on what may be the ultimate solution. If, you know, for the other knee that's not bone on bone, you may benefit from nutritional supplementation. I find that bone on bone usually is not responsive to things like glucosamine sulfate, or curcumin or fish oil, or there's actually a protocol using vitamin B3 or niacinamide by a Dr. Kaufman, William Kaufman, who advocated this in the, I guess, in the 1960s, picked up by Carlton Fredericks. And Carlton Fredericks used to talk all the time about vitamin B3 for osteoarthritis of the knee. Then, you know, give me some stats on you. What's your height and weight?
5'9", 169 pounds.
Okay, so you may be carrying a little extra weight. And, you know, sometimes people who seem to be normal weight are metabolically overweight. I mean, what I mean is that they have a sort of a pro-inflammatory profile because their body has too much inflammatory fat. And it's not just, weight is not just the physical gravity effect. It's also the effect of excess fat on the process of inflammation. And so sometimes people get on a really clean diet. They reduce their carbs, avoid things that potentially could inflame the joints, like nightshades, or sometimes it's food allergens like gluten or dairy, and they experience relief from the joint pain. That's worth exploring too.
Okay. With the niacin and
niacinamide, because niacin is the thing that lowers cholesterol. You don't want to use niacin, that flushing kind of niacin, vitamin B3. You want to use niacinamide.
And
the dosage is generally, the dosage for knee arthritis, but you know, anywhere from 250 to 500 milligrams, two or three times daily.
Okay. And the glucosamine and the chondroitin, how long does it take for that to work? I'm taking a supplement that has this. I don't want to mention it.
If it works, it's going to take, you know, 3 to 6 months for it to work. Okay. So don't give up too quickly. And the other thing you can do is they say take 1,500 of glucosamine and, I guess, 600 of chondroitin. You can double that up. You can take, that would be for many formulations, that's instead of taking one capsule three times daily, you would take two capsules three times daily. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why glucosamine chondroitin fails is people don't take enough for a more serious problem, or they have a larger body that may require more. I mean, the usual dose may be fine for a small-boned woman, but for men, they may require more.
Okay. Is there a particular brand or anything I should be looking for?
The product I use, and it's on our website, it's called Avasoy Complete, and it also has the ingredient ASU, which is avocado soy unsaponifiable, also unpronounceable, so we call it ASU, like Arizona State University. ASU is actually an ingredient used a lot in Europe for osteoarthritis, so you can give it a shot. You know, the other things, one other thing that you can consider, and it's a little bit pricier, but it can be helpful, is the product Ostinol, O-S-T-I-N-O-L. And we use it for osteoporosis, but we also use it for osteoarthritis. And for some forms of osteoarthritis, we use undenatured collagen type 2, or UC2, which is usually used for rheumatoid arthritis, but it now studies have shown that it can be helpful in osteoarthritis. You can give that a shot as well. All right.
Is there a downside to using the collagen injection?
No. I mean, I think the downside, biggest downside, is it's not going to work and it may set you back some money. But, you know, you can give it a shot, and that might be helpful for you for a while to, you know, to forestall the need for definitive surgery. Okay.
Fine. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
Sure. You too. All right. Here's another. Do you suffer from frequent fatigue? Because I've got something that I think will prove valuable for you. It's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. It's Entifactor from Nutritional Therapeutics. And, you know, we've been talking about this for a long time here on Intelligent Medicine. It repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. And clinical trials have shown that Entifactor reduces fatigue by almost half. You can get it in the form of ProPax, which is a complete vitamin and mineral formula, which includes omega-3s. It's a one-stop shop for your nutritional needs. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and fish oil and still harness the power of NT-Factor, so healthy aging was created. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT-Factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT-Factor myself for years, and now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So to order ProPax or Just plain NT factor called Healthy Aging. Call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, this has been a great hour. We have enjoyed getting your phone calls. We encourage you to, those of you still listening, call us next hour. Our number, 877-726-TALK. We've got lots more time for you to get right into the doctor's office and pose your question. Want to help out some more folks this next hour. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.